Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Wednesday, July 7, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today with the building humanitarian crisis in Western Sudan. The government continues withholding aid while at the same time condoning an ethnic cleansing of Christians. Food for the Hungry's Tamara Dutch says they're headed to the Darfur region.
That is just the prime opportunity to share the gospel. People don't have anything to look forward to, and the harvest is ripe. I mean, that's the perfect time to share the gospel and win their hearts over to Christ and show that God is the answer.
Next, the summer camp season is in full swing. Young Life's Dave Carlson says they're expecting a 15% increase in attendance this year. That's due in part to an intentional push from the field ministry team telling kids about the camp experience. The timing of introducing the gospel message is critical.
A lot of us are aware that it's between 13 and 18 year period that kids are forming ideas and values for their own life, but they're now at a point where they're starting to discern what will be the key guiding principles for their own life.
And Crossroads Bible Institute is excited about a new resource that will help prison inmates in their walk with Christ. They just released their instructor training seminar video DVD that will be used to help empower volunteers to disciple prison inmates who are enrolled in their Bible correspondence classes. The program is working as the rearrest rate is lower for those who participate, and more volunteers are needed. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video about Buckner's work with AIDS orphans and their efforts to share the gospel with them. It's also available on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.